The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I think a lot of people are experiencing COVID-19 fatigue, burnout, and we really need to resist that. Hey, I'm feeling it too, folks. You know, I mean, our life has been altered a great deal. Actually, for Joy and I, our life has not been altered that much, but enough that it gets irritating at times because we can't do what we used to do and what we want to do. So we need to... All of us, me included, need to breathe deep and focus on praising God and giving thanks and asking God not why, but what. Now, most of you know this, all right? But one of the most important lessons you will ever, ever learn in your Christian life is to stop asking God, why? Why me? Why now? Why us? You know, why is this happening to me? And, you know, and that is the natural human response. It is not abnormal at all. It is absolutely natural to say why, particularly to Christians who understand the sovereignty of God. Now, that may sound weird and strange, but it's true. If we really believe that God is sovereign, there are no accidents whatsoever, then when things don't go the way we want them to or think that they should, the natural response is, well, God, if you can do anything, if you are all powerful and you can do anything, then why won't you do this? Why won't you answer this prayer the way I want it to be answered and the way I think you should answer it? That's a very natural response. But it's not a supernatural response. And if we really begin to understand our identity in Christ, that we're in him and he is in us, as he promised in John chapter 14, and in a different way in John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches, and so forth, this thing of abiding in Christ, and if we really begin to understand that, then, okay, but that's the supernatural way to think, not the natural. The supernatural is not constantly ask why, but what. God, what do you want me to learn? What are you trying to teach me? As we go through this COVID-19 thing, and I know things are beginning to open up, but it's still very inconvenient. You know, I think I mentioned it yesterday. Joy and I went to Home Depot over the weekend. We wanted to just pick up a couple things. I mean, normally we could be in and out of there in like 5 minutes. We drove up to Home Depot. They're limiting the number of people in the store. So there's this long, long, long line of people all the way down the parking lot. And they're all 6 feet apart. And it would have been an hour before we could have even gotten in to the store. And then there's a limited number of cashiers and the whole self-help thing. It probably would have been another hour just to check out. And we said, forget it. Just forget it. So things are opening up, but they're a long ways away from the way they used to be. And I'm hearing more and more people say, I don't want the new normal. Because we hear that all the time. Welcome to the new normal. I don't think people want a new normal. People want to go back. And in this situation, and maybe I'm nuts on this, all right? When 9/11 happened, I got behind this very microphone that day when 9/11 happened. And I said repeatedly, folks, the United States will never be the same. The world will never be the same. We will never, ever, if we live to be 100 years old, we will never, ever go back to September 10th. It won't happen. Because terrorism was a real, genuine threat, and it was not going to go away. And I'm not always right, but I was right. Now, a lot of things returned. You know, we couldn't fly. We couldn't do any, you know, and you know, we're flying. But anyway, I think it is possible that we can go back to the way it was before this whole COVID-19 thing. And I think we should. I don't know about you, but I don't want a new normal where we will be controlled by the next pandemic could come. Maybe it'll be this fall. If it's not this fall, it'll be this winter. It's going to come back. And maybe it won't be COVID-19. Maybe it'll be something else. And because there could be another pandemic, then we must do this, this, and this. We got to change this. No, 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 no. Don't live in fear. And one thing I've learned, don't live with what ifs. Don't live your life with what ifs. Whether it's talking about the past or whether it's talking in the future. What if I had not done that? Boy, you talk about destructive. What if I had not done that last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? That'll ruin you. Or what if this is going to happen next week or next month or whatever? Don't live there. So anyway, what I started to say was we can't live in fear. We can't. But while we are in this mess, and, you know, I think most of us who know Christ and are his followers and love God's word, I think most of us have been praying for many things, but one of the things we've been praying for is, God, bring a great revival because of this. Use this to get people's spiritual attention. Draw people to yourself. Break down walls. Break down barriers. Reach people who are doubters and draw them to yourself. I think we've been praying for that, and we should continue. But we also need to pray, God, teach me, mold me, shape me. I know the entire country is going through this, but what you want to teach them is not nearly as important as what you want to teach me. You dealing with my lack of patience? Are you dealing with me about my lack of trust? Are you dealing with me about my priorities, the things that seemed really, really important before and now are not important at all? Are you dealing with me about my spiritual depth? Are you, in other words, while we pray that God will bring revival and deal with other people, and I'm praying for the governor, try when Joy and I have our devotions, and in the morning as well when I have my personal devotions, I'm trying to remember to pray for the governor. I pray for Dr. Acton. I pray for our president. I pray for our vice president. I do. But don't forget to ask God, okay, God, the whole world is in the middle of this, but I, as one individual, I'm in this. What do you want me to learn? What spiritual lessons do you want me to gain through this? Open my eyes. A prayer I learned many, 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 many years ago, whenever I read my Bible, open thou mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes. Ask God to do that. And while God is accomplishing whatever he wants to accomplish with this whole COVID-19 thing, let God accomplish what he wants to in your life. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, every day I say I'm not going to talk about this COVID-19 thing, and yet there's just so many things going on, and. If you weren't listening earlier, we had the president of the Ohio Senate on the program. And, to be completely honest and candid, he evaded any of the tough questions I tried to ask about the overreach of particular Dr. Acton here in the state of Ohio. And he continued to say, well, it's not as bad as other states. And that's true. That is absolutely true. But I think there has been overreach here in Ohio, but not nearly what's going on in other states. My goodness, did you hear about the hair salon owner in Dallas who's in jail? Now, why is she in jail? She's been sentenced to a week in jail, 7 days in jail, and a $7,000 fine for criminal and civil contempt. She was thrown in jail yesterday. Why? She opened her hair salon against the orders of the government of Texas. And Texas has been pretty loose because of the Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton and the Republican Governor Abbott. Texas has not been nearly as rigid as some other states, except in certain counties and cities. Houston has been really bad because it's under the control of the left. And this happened in Dallas. Her name is Shelley Luther. And she decided... She's not a social activist. She wasn't trying to make a point. She wasn't trying to be, you know, just raise a flag of defiance. She needed the money. And her employees needed the money. She said, I got to feed my family. I'm a business owner. I have people working for me, and they need to feed their families. We have run out of money. She applied for the paycheck protection thing and had not gotten a response yet. And so she made a decision. I'm going to open up. I'm going to exercise social distancing. We're going to wear masks. We're going to take all kinds of precautions. But we're opening up. Well, the city of Dallas sent her a letter and said, you better not. And she said, I don't have any choice. And so she opened. She was arrested. She was arrested, hauled down to the jail, and had to stand before Dallas County Judge Eric Moye, M-O-Y-E. And here's where the story gets really bizarre. The judge clearly wanted to make her an example. And he demanded that she apologize and admit that reopening it was, her salon was selfish. And he said, I'll let you go. If you will admit you were wrong and that opening was selfish and you apologize to me, I'll let you go. She refused. In fact, she said, I couldn't feed my family and my stylists couldn't feed their families. I have much respect for this court and laws. I have never been in this position before, and it's not someplace I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision. But I am not going to shut the salon, and I am not going to apologize. She was sentenced to 7 days in the Dallas County Jail, a fine of $7,000. And by the way, there are currently 248 inmates in the Dallas County Jail who have tested positive for the COVID virus. Well, the good news is the Texas Attorney General has contacted the judge and said, let her out. Let her out. You're wrong. The governor of the state of Texas has contacted the Dallas County judge and has said, let her out. Let her out. Now, this was all happening during the day today, like at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I do not know whether she has been released, but the attorney general and the governor of the state of Texas has told the judge, you have overstepped your authority. Let her out. We will see how that plays out.